Spirit of Love. By Darsan Buckner. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 KJV. For God gives us not a spirit of timidity, but of power and of love and of sanity. CV. I've heard this term, spirit of love, my entire life. What does it even mean, and what does that look like in a person? I surely don't have the answer, but I can imagine and seek out some possibilities. I'm not writing today to give answers, but asking you to take a short journey with me as I search out the matter. 1 Corinthians 13 describes the characteristics of love as patience, kindness, humility, selflessness, forgiveness, and perseverance. In Matthew 5, Jesus tells us to love our enemies. In John 13, he tells his disciples to love each other as he loves them. After reading these passages, I feel like such a mess up because I sometimes forget stuff. But then I remember that our Father is in complete control. He causes each of us, sometimes, to forget these truths for the edification, blessing, and teaching of us and those around us. I don't know anyone who would consider me an enemy, but someone might. I have to trust that their considering me an enemy is surely bringing about God's perfect will for His pleasure. It is my understanding that He tells us this in Revelation 4:11. A bodybuilder stresses his body by constantly increasing the weights he lifts in order to get stronger. Resistance is what causes his muscles to grow and become stronger. In 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, Paul says bodily exercise does profit the body, but it profits only a little. He goes on to say that godliness is profitable for all things. We cannot have a stronger body without some resistance, and we certainly cannot grow our love without resistance. Paul is telling us to grow in godliness. What is godliness? What is God? 1 John 4 verse 8 says God is love. Sometimes Father may be using you as the love, and sometimes He may be using you as the resistance to bring about His will, which is love. What should we do with all of this? What are you going to do? I am going to try to change the way I look at situations when God reminds me. I desire to accept these uncomfortable situations and conversations that I might have with an adversarial personality as strength training, exercising the love that Father has placed within me by being more patient, kind, humble, more selfless, quicker to forgive, and showing grace to no end. Ultimately, I will respond to situations as He has appointed. He surely has directed each step I take, but my desire will hopefully always be in the spirit of love.